Now, usually in our church, when we have a guest come to speak and all that, it's usually one person. But today we have three, and I don't know if they're all going to preach for 30 minutes or not. If they are, maybe they can let us know and we could order lunch. But no, it's because the three of them are here from Teen Challenge. And Teen Challenge's major work has been working with people that have addictions. And they do a fantastic job of it, and they're going to share that with us this morning. And they not only do that, but when they're whether saving lives as far as that, they are also presenting God and Jesus Christ to them through this time. And so they are going to explain just what happens there. One of the things for our church community and our church is that we know of two men, Damon Deacon and Joel Gunderson, who went through the program they had, all 12 months of it successfully. And not only that, Jesus became closer in their lives, I know for sure. So it's just great for that. So I'm going to ask you gentlemen to come. I'll pray just for a minute, and then they're going to come and share with us. Would you bow with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for this privilege of coming and worshiping you, and it's been a great time of singing. And now, Father, for these men that are coming and for the job that they do and the work they do, not only for addictions but to bring Jesus Christ and you, O Lord, into their lives, we are grateful for that. So bless our time together in these next little while, and we just thank you for them coming here. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Gentlemen.
Yay, I made it up the stairs without doing a face plant. That's a first. Hi, my name's Robert, and thank you, church family, for hosting us today. I'm the work therapy coordinator and facility supervisor at our Alberta Men's Center in Prittis, Alberta, and also an outreach leader. Myself and the team look forward to this special morning that we have planned together, because one of the great things we do to get to do today is celebrate changed lives. I'm just going to pause quickly and say a short prayer. Most merciful God, we thank you for today. We thank you for all the new mercies and grace that you give us each and every day. We thank you for changed lives and what you do in everybody's life on a day-to-day basis. We pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. At Teen Challenge Canada, we understand as Christians there is a world around us to make a difference in. Jesus came to seek the lost and bind the brokenhearted. He calls us to do the same. And we know there is a great need for our ministry and that we are called to serve. It is our desire to help as many as possible to find freedom in sobriety and ultimately freedom in Christ. The Canadian Mental Health Association reports that nearly 6 million Canadians will meet the criteria for addictions in their lifetime. Today we want to talk about addiction and the need for addiction recovery locally and across the country. We will hear stories from individuals who have made the brave choice to face their past and do the hard work of recovery. We know it's is vitally important that we are available to all who need help. So how is substance abuse and addiction affecting Canadians? Well, let's look at a few staggering statistics. The cost of addiction affects every Canadian, and the cost of substance abuse in our country in 2017 was reported to be $46 billion. Addiction touches the lives of most people, either directly or indirectly. Maybe you are wondering what happens in someone's life that leads them down a path of addiction. Well, this statistic helps to guide us toward that answer. People who experience six or more serious adverse childhood experiences are 4,600% more likely to abuse substances. The reality is that some of those that sometimes those childhood experiences can be points of trauma, and they affect individuals into adulthood. Anxiety, stress, and fear all become the foundation for unhealthy coping and numbing pain through drugs and alcohol. An addiction does not discriminate. It affects men and women of all ages and from all walks of life. But Teen Challenge is here to serve those who are struggling. Perhaps some of you are already familiar with our ministry and the work that we do. For those who may not know about us, Teen Challenge is a 12-month faith-based in-residence drug and alcohol recovery program for men and women 18 years and older. We offer help to those ready to make the commitment to a new and sober life. Our mission is to help men and women overcome addiction and lead full and productive lives. I often say if our mission was simply to help men and women overcome addiction, we'd be doing great work. But what is unique is that our mission continues to say to lead full and productive lives. When this change happens, the burden and the cost of addiction to society is greatly reduced. Our program graduates are contributing members to their community. They have families and jobs, and they give back and volunteer. Many times, they become beacons of hope for others who are struggling. And for our graduates, and as our graduates know, our program works. For us, there are two main distinctions. The first, we are Christian. We believe that one cannot have a full and productive life without a personal relationship with Jesus. Our second distinctive is our highly trained staff. In fact, one of our favorite statistics at Teen Challenge Canada is that 25% of our staff are graduates from the program. For now, let's turn our focus to the graduates. Our program graduates are the Teen Challenge legacy, and their recovery journeys are living testimonies that it's possible to live full and productive lives, just as Jesus intended. I firmly believe that it's never by accident that we were all here to discuss Teen Challenge, but we want to be a resource for all and are here for you and your loved ones. It is likely you know someone that would benefit from our program. We never know who God has planned to cross our path. But today we will help to equip you so that when someone in need does, you can help them by sharing about our ministry and plant a seed of hope. The Teen Challenge Canada knows that the recovery is a lifelong process, and the road to sobriety begins with a series of daily choices. At this time, I'm going to ask Seth to come up and share his testimony and his experience with Teen Challenge.
Thank you, Robert. Hello, everyone. Yeah, like Robert said, my name is Seth, and I'm just going to jump into my story. I'm 25 years old, and I'm in my 10th month of the program. Just going to let you guys know kind of all the decisions that consequently had me end up at Teen Challenge. I grew up in a small farming town an hour east of Vancouver called Yarrow. I'm grateful I was raised in such a beautiful town and tight-knit community. I attended church as a young boy and had a relationship with God. I look forward to praying every night with my parents and absolutely loved attending church and youth group as I was growing up. As I got older, I became more and more rebellious. I was told by teachers and doctors that I had ADHD, but I never went on any medication. I was very disruptive in class and didn't give a second thought to excel at my schoolwork. Being funny was my priority. By the time I got into middle school, there was a dramatic dynamic change in my family. My father became the stay-at-home parent, and my mom pursued a job in finance. The first year of middle school, I refused to do any drugs that were offered to me. I was scared to partake in that lifestyle, but as time moved on, I became more and more willing to do things just so I could fit in. One day while I was on the school bus in grade 8, I told God I felt like he failed me and abandoned me. I remember kind of renouncing my faith, and I stopped attending church. I switched schools halfway through middle school and joined a new clique, and that's when I really started to enjoy smoking pot. The first few years were really fun, actually. I had a group of friends who actually invited me to hang out regularly, and marijuana just so happened to be the drug of choice we all indulged in. As I came up to graduate high school, I was in a very terrible state of mental pain. I was dealing with the loss of a friend, constant fights with my dad, and an emotionally unstable girlfriend. I didn't deal with any of these situations in a healthy way. And after graduating, After graduating high school, I started experimenting with Xanax, ecstasy, cocaine, and alcohol to escape anything that was going on in my life. I moved out of my parents' house 5 months after graduating. The years following my departure from home were filled with lots of drug use and debauchery. I could barely hold a job for a few months, and I sought out lots of relationships with women that didn't involve any commitment. I saw my mental health and spiritual health go down very quickly. There have been many times in my life that I told myself I was going to quit getting high. Sometimes I was able to go a few weeks sober and be able to save some money, but then I would self-sabotage myself pretty quickly. I'll be honest. Out of all the drugs I did, the real problem for me was alcohol, weed, and pornography. They're just so easily accessible, and I would tell myself, everybody drinks and smokes. It's no big deal. But it was a big deal. It killed my motivation and drive. A little over a year ago, I told myself I was going to get my life together. Well, that year passed, and I was still in the same spot I was the year previous. That's when I knew I had to go to treatment. I originally planned to go to a secular treatment program in Vancouver, but there's some pretty cool God moments that actually led me to Teen Challenge. I remember my mom actually told me I was going to talk to a Teen Challenge graduate, and then that next morning she ran into him just randomly without seeing this guy in over a decade. I just remember feeling that God had put him in my mom in my life to show him why a 12-month program is more important than just 3 months. I'll be honest, I still struggle with the commitment of a year program, but I'm grateful I was led by God to come here and get my life together. I have lots of amazing brothers I've met in this past year, and I've had a lot of time to focus on my emotions and process a lot of hurt and things I didn't go through as an adult. So thank you for listening to my story, everyone, and yeah, have a good day.
Yeah, it's kind of cool being an outreach leader because I'm usually so busy at work. These guys, they share their testimonies on Tuesdays, and I'm usually out at the food bank picking up food so these guys can eat, so I never get to hear them. So actually, it's quite cool to be able to come out and do these outreaches and be able to listen to their testimonies. Next, I'm going to call upon Darren. And he'll share his story.
So this is my first time doing this, so I'm going to be a bit nervous. Hello, my name is Darren, and I've been at Teen Challenge for 8 months now. Part of our program is telling our story and how we got here, and this is no easy task to explain in under 10 minutes, so I'm giving you the short version. I grew up in a farming community, and I was blessed with my grandfather living beside me, and my other grandfather who lived across the field in a dairy farm. My grandfather gave my mother and father a piece of land. As soon as I could walk, I could head over to Grandpa's across the field in order to do chores such as milking cows. This is one of my best memories of my life. My father ended up moving us behind the service station, which we owned on the Trans-Canada Highway. It consisted of a restaurant, service base, fuel station, and car wash. It was a very busy place. Later in years, Dad always explained it as though having a money tree in the backyard. My father also raced open tire and stock cars, and later skidoos as well. He rarely lost a race. Because of my father's popularity and his gift of mechanic ability, people came from all over to build their hot rods. Those people who had fast cars and fast lives became my idols, and I became friends with them. I was 14 and began going out with them, drinking, partying, and spending weekends out of town. I grew up very fast as a result. Mom and Dad were so preoccupied with the business, and Dad being a workaholic, I was able to slip under the radar. Going out to nightclubs, getting drunk, partying, drugs, women were a common occurrence. I quit school but decided to go back to Assiniboine Community College. I took business administration. The party life, however, made this short-lived. I moved to Calgary and obtained a great job at a dealership. I even got the company house beside the dealership. And later on, however, I moved to Victoria, BC with a girl I met at work. During this time, she became pregnant. I started work as an owner-operator. We also managed a rest home, which we lived and shortly thereafter I got married and my son was born. I started partying with alcohol, cocaine, marijuana. Drugs and alcohol became a part of my every life, every weekend. I ended up with an assault charge, was arrested and released on bail. 4 months later went by and I was arrested again for assault. This time they didn't release me and sent me to two years in jail. I remember looking at my days to serve. It read 720 days left. This being my first time in prison was devastating because I had a wife and a child who was not yet walking. The things I had seen and had to accept as normal were in a place where no one should ever have to see. I had to survive no matter how sickening and cruel it was. Even the guards would encourage the fighting. They liked it. Soon after my release, I divorced my wife and moved in with three college students. I started partying hard and was able to maintain and still able to maintain my job. My boss became an intricate part of my addiction. Again, I met a girl, moved back to Calgary. I bought a house and became friends with a family of professional wrestlers who had made quite a name for themselves on television. Working with them and their associates brought me down a life path of self-indulgence, cocaine abuse, and the love of money and possessions. This was heading down a road that no one should be involved in. There was nothing too much, so it seemed. This went on for 15 years until I finally ended up in jail again. This time, instead of fighting the charge, I admitted my wrongs to the peace officer and was sentenced to 1 year in Regina jail. At that place, I reached out to God and started reading, studying the Bible. I was very focused and able to see the beauty in the world again. Then when I was released, I had a glow about me that everybody noticed. I felt alive. Unfortunately, I didn't have that Christian community around me and went back to the same people, familiar lifestyles, and lost my way again. I ended up in downtown Calgary, cocaine dens, partying for days on end, until a gang was sent to a close down the house that I was using in. The end result was a broken back, 7 bones in my wrist broken. I was able to avoid death by a very narrow margin. I spent the next year healing from my injuries. I ended up divorcing my second wife after 14 years of marriage. I ended up walking away from my daughter, my home in Oak Ridge, and my wife and I's hair salon business. I wanted nothing but to find God again. I was lost after my injuries. I ended up going back to the pipeline as a boss because of my doctor advised me I couldn't lift over 25 pounds for the rest of my life. I then moved to a town in Alberta, got married and had, Coronation, Alberta, got married and had 2 girls. Hope and Faith are their names. I thought I had everything. I bought one of the biggest, nicest houses in town and was working as a pipeline project manager in charge of pipeline jobs all over BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan. Financially, I wanted for nothing, but there was a hole in me that possessions couldn't fill. I remember looking at my house across the street,